Busted flat in Baton Rouge.
Waiting for Rational Revolution, what's up? I'm Mark. Revolutionaries, we got this is a it's a Senate episode. We had State Senator Chris Larson. Now we got a guy that's hoping to be a state senator here. We got he was with us last segment, but Mr. Jamie Wall.
Just a little, yeah. Thanks for having me, Mark. Yeah.
In studio, my God. Mm-hmm. How about? I suppose it's easier when you're at Northeast Wisconsin. Well,
wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. So why are you here? Tell me about that.
Well, I'm running for the state Senate. It's Senate District 30, but it's really the core of Metro Green Bay. It's almost all of the city of Green Bay, and then plus Alloway, Ashwaubenon, Bellevue, and De Pere to the south, and then we've got just a little bit of the townships of Ledgeview and Rockland further south of East De Pere. So
it's like old Dave Hansen's district, but just not.
Yeah.
In number only.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, lost the flange that went up the west side of the bay to Marinette and picked up, everything I just mentioned kind of south of Green Bay along the river.
So I was born and raised in Alloway, so I'm very, this is near and dear to my heart. Tell me about I know what the district is like. What are the people saying at the doors?
I'd say a few things. One is, It's really not an issue. It's more of an attitude, and it's, why can't you bozos work together and try to get something done? And I don't blame them. It just shows they've been paying attention. Washington is clearly terribly broken, and Madison ain't much better. I don't think you can take the politics out of politics, but I think there are an awful lot of issues where if you could get a few reasonable people in a room for an afternoon, you could probably come up with something that'll work for most of our voters, most of our citizens.
I had the distinct honor to sit down with Tony Evers. I'll talk to about that here. This is what they call a teaser in the business. I'll talk about that in the next segment. But one of the things that he talked about was how excited he is about the new maps and how Wisconsin, holy crap, like, This is. I think it'll take one more election in 2 years to really give a good taste of what, of a government that represents the people of Wisconsin. Representative democracy is cool.
Oh yeah,
but this is much closer than what we've had in a decade.
Oh yeah, look, Wisconsin's a purple state, and we've had a deep red legislature for 15 years, and that's because of those maps. They haven't had to worry about the average citizen, about the average voter. All they were doing is looking. Trying to make sure nobody challenged him in a primary, and that meant that the people's business was kind of neglected for a while. No matter what happens in November, I think you're going to see a more representative legislature, and I think you're also going to see people acting like politicians are supposed to act in a democracy, in that, you're going to get up in the morning and you're going to think about the voters in the middle, and you're going to come to work and try to do something for them instead of posing for holy pictures and just trying to do things that are right for, the people in the far fringes, which is what we've seen out of the Republicans in Madison here for more than a decade.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what made you want to jump into this race?
We've talked about it a little bit here. I just haven't been real happy with the direction of the state government. I don't think it's working well for regular people, regular citizens, like the folks I grew up with. And I was at a point in my life where it could make sense personally. Running for the legislature under the old maps was a fool's errand. I have a perfectly nice life. Didn't want to blow that up, but they drew a district that was competitive, and with some work and with some discipline, we could come away with a win. So that's what I'm working on now. Yeah,
no, that's awesome. And the new maps are a game changer for everything, and we talked about with so many of the candidates, like, when you have the maps the way that they were set out, you don't have the best and the brightest come out, because it's a, like you say, it's a fool's errand. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to your family?
No, right. But, I mean, I'm not going to tell people that running for office is honest labor, but I will say if you do it right, it is work. But I mean, you
go through a lot of shoes,
right? I'm actually on my second pair. Yeah. I bought a new pair a weekend or two ago before the Packer game. In terms of what I'm hearing at the doors, I mean, I talked to you about kind of that attitude, but in terms of actual issues, there's a lot of concerns about the cost of living, whether that be, groceries or gas. And those are things state government actually doesn't have much to do with. But things like housing or health care or child care, which, not everybody cares about, but oh my gosh, the people who do care about, need it. So So I'm talking a lot, and you know, in my campaign and with voters here about, you know, what can we do? Is how can we get more housing built in this community? Why, you know, why should we be taking the Medicaid expansion money and what that's going to mean for lower healthcare costs in the state? And you know, what can we do to help young families who are struggling to afford childcare and help get them back in the workforce at a time where every business in town has got a help wanted sign out in front of them? You know, I also think given that the state's running, you know, record surpluses, we should give some of that money back to the, you know, back to the taxpayer and in, you know, forms of a tax cut, a real tax cut for regular people who need it. So those are some of the things that I'm hearing at the doors and some of the ways that I'm responding to them in my campaign.
Well, and I think that would be a gasp from a lot of people with, you know, oh, here we got a Democrat talking about tax cuts. Holy cow. So talk about that a little bit. That's one of the things that you want to do when you're telling people at the doors.
Oh, sure. Well, look, we're in a privileged position right now. I mean, the only good thing about Madison being as dysfunctional as it has been, and actually it's not even a good thing. I mean, it's prudent to set a little bit of money aside for a rainy day, whether you're a person or a family or a state government. But if you're running record surpluses because people don't want to talk to each other and they can't agree on, you know, relatively basic things the state government ought to be doing and just letting the money pile up, I mean, that's not healthy. That's overtaxing the citizens. And, you know, I hear from people whose family budgets are pinched. And one reason or one way to help them with that is through a tax cut for regular people. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that. I think that's perfectly consistent with the finest principles of the Democratic Party, that if there are folks out there who are struggling economically, let's talk about how we can set the society up in a way that's going to work well for, you know, for everybody.
So we're talking with state Senate candidate Jamie Wall, running for the 30th Senate district here in Northeast Wisconsin. I know you talked about the map. What if we want to get into the nerdy minutia, what is the map look like? How what is the path to victory here?
Oh, well, I mean, I suppose everybody would say this, but it's an interesting district because it's not just, you know, one of the other competitive Senate races is down in the northern Milwaukee suburbs, and frankly, it's a lot more homogenous than this one. And then it's very clear, sort of, you know, what kind of what things the voters care about. But this is actually pretty good cross section of the state. We don't have a ton of rural territory, but there are some farms in the district. But you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, working class or even working poor in some parts of the area. And then, you know, I've also walked up, you know, to some very nice houses on the Fox River, and, you know, and they have a little different set of concerns, not to say that one's better, you know, or than the other, but it's a little different. That's all. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how I can fairly represent all these people. And, you know, that if this works out in November, touch wood, that'll be my day job. But, you know, also how to talk to them in a way that makes sense to them and meets them where they are with the concerns that they have.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's, you know, everybody has dignity, whether you live in a big house on the river or whether you don't.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, that's cool. Yeah, it's it's a very good cross section of the state, that's for sure.
Well, the reasons are, you know, our poor voters see so many political ads and their mailboxes fill up, and is that this is, you know, this is a swing area and a swing state. And what, you know, what does that mean? It means we're kind of a microcosm of Wisconsin and the whole country in a way. So that's a good thing, or that might be a little bit exhausting for everybody involved.
How is that on you and people close to you with these ads and all
you
that?
You know, I mean, don't shed too many tears for me. I mean, the brand broad spectrum of human misery. I mean, you know, this is not a difficult existence. I mean, I honestly, I don't watch a lot of TV because of this. It's not relaxing if, you know, there's going to be an ad about you, you know, coming up, but,
he has horns on his head.
Right. Exactly. But no, I mean, I'm just trying to focus on what I control. And, that's, you know, talking to voters. Yesterday I knocked on door number 15,000, and that's a healthy number. And I'll be out again, you know, after a time here in the studio again this afternoon and the kind of near west side of Green Bay. That's where I happen to be today. I mean, I think I've knocked thousands of doors in every community in the district at this point.
Yeah. But, good exercise.
Yeah. I do get my steps in, you know, 15,000, 20,000 a day. So, But, you know, the legs are holding up. And so,
you don't knock doors during the Packer games, though, right?
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
I think we, you know, I joke with people around me that if we do that, we should go and do that, do it really aggressively, but do it for my opponent.
Yeah, right.
That would be the way to do it. But no, I think you're losing votes if you're trying to pull them away from the games.
So. Yeah, someone was saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out on Sunday. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah. Or if you do it after it wraps up.
It's not a good idea.
Yes.
So what are the going forward, how do we as a state, how do we as a country, how do we as a people get past the damage that's been done by, I'll call it like it is, by Donald Trump and his brand of politics? How do we get?
That's a very good question. I think, you know, part of it is that those of us who are Democrats need to keep on focusing on the needs of regular people, of the average voter, and trying to do a decent job and a responsible job with the things government exists to do, which is making the lives of American citizens, you know, better. And, you know, I can't control what people on the other side of the aisle do. I mean, I do think that if you see repeated defeats, eventually you're going to, you know, look up and say, gosh, maybe we should try something different here. But that hasn't happened so far. I mean, they've chosen, you know, or Donald Trump has chosen to run it back, you know, with the, this is three presidential elections in a row now, you know, and he's sucked a majority of the oxygen out of the room in all three of those. So, but we'll just have to see where the voters come down. But, you know, what was it? Benjamin Franklin said, we've got a republic if you can keep it. And, you know, it's up to all of us to, you know, think hard about what's right for the country and to vote accordingly.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's interesting where I think the Democrats have a really incredible opportunity in front of them. You know, there's this crowd of Republicans for Harris and, you know, trying to bring sanity back. I think there's a branch of it that falls on to the shoulders of Democrats to say, hey, if there is a common sense Republican, let's not crucify the guy, you know, because you look at people like Adam Kinzinger and Reid Ribble and, you know, I don't know. Mike Gallagher.
I'd say Rob Coles.
I love Rob Coles.
One of the last moderate Republicans in the state Senate now, and he got sort of shuffled out of the way of a primary now and with the new map. So, you know, we wouldn't always agree with him on every issue, but, you know, he takes the job seriously and he does his homework. And he has a record of legislative achievement that very few other people have, you know.
Right.
And if a majority of the legislators and Republican legislators were like him, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right. Exactly.
You know, these are reasonable people that, you know, you can work with and share a view of the facts of the world, maybe not what to do about it, but, you know, say this is reality.
At least we can all agree that the government doesn't create and control hurricanes. You know, we could get to that point again.
Didn't think that was a controversial view, but, you know, I'm occasionally wrong about things, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think it would be cool to get to a point where there is some common ground and holy crap, we could actually work together and do stuff. We got a little bit of time left. What is that final message as we're coming into the home stretch here?
I just say, look, I mean, I grew up in this community. I actually grew up in a dairy farm just south of De Pere. I've heard a lot from voters all around the area about what they're worried about, what their concerns on. I mean, you can't knock on 15,000 doors without getting a little bit of a sense of that. I just say that, you know, if the voters send me to Madison, I'm going to work on their behalf. I'm going to try to figure out what's needed and, you know, put my talents to work here. I can't promise you I'm going to get everything right all the time, but I can promise you that I'm going to take the job seriously and try to do what's best for regular people here in Northeast Wisconsin. And, you know, just do right by this community that's really done right by me over the years.
I think that's a pretty good message. I think that's one that, that we haven't seen, you know, in the state Senate in a long time. And I think, honestly, we need to have a different direction in the state. I hope you do well, man. I really do.
Thanks. We're working on it. I mean, there's things you control in life and things you control in politics. So I'm trying to get out and, you know, hopefully in the next 3.5 weeks, talk to as many folks as I can. And, you know, if you're listening, keep me in mind on November 5th.
619 Greenbelt Street. Throw a sign in that. Yeah, that's where my parents are. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love that.
We'll make a note.
Sounds good. Thank you so much to Jamie Wall here on the Rational Revolution. I got a story for you coming up next.